the Federal Reserve, in their latest FOMC or Federal Open Market Committee meeting this past Wednesday, decided to not increase interest rates and rather take a pause, keeping the current rate of 5.25 to 5.5% in play. And Jerome Powell signaled to the market that the Fed intends to keep interest rates higher for longer, with potentially one or two more rate hikes in the coming months, and tighter restrictive monetary policy than previously anticipated through 2024. Following that, all across media, we have different experts and talking heads in the financial industry talking about, yeah, once the Fed reaches its goals, they will start decreasing interest rates by a quarter point here, a quarter point there, over a stretched out multi-year period of time. So everyone should brace themselves for potentially 5+ years of a high interest rate environment. And as crypto investors, as people on our journeys building wealth to achieve financial freedom, in this extremely crazy, unprecedented macro environment, what are all these experts and talking heads basing these predictions on? And more importantly, what is the Federal Reserve basing this roadmap off of? You'd think off of at least one single part of its 110 years of existence. You'd think they would reference at least one part of its century span of history. You would think it was based on some piece of past data or instance. But it's not. Everyone is making some random wild guess based on their imagination. And Wall Street is calling their bluff. Check it out. When rates drop, they usually plunge. The Fed thinks different. History suggests central banks' expected scenario isn't likely to happen. The Federal Reserve is hoping for something it has never managed before. Not merely the softest of soft landings for the economy, but the slowest rate-cutting cycle in its history. Up the stairs, down the elevator. When the Fed cuts rates, it usually slashes them. It expects to be different next time? Is it though? Is it going to be different? Let me know what you think in the comments below. Since COVID, the this time is different narrative has been a popular one. So will it pan out? You tell me. In the meantime, let's take a look at this chart that shows interest rate changes over the past several decades. The most recent instance is almost a perfect stairs-looking hike and elevator crash. Then back in 2005, we've got another longer period of hikes, followed by a drop in rates. And zooming out, a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh instance of similar activity ranging back to around 1975. But here, from the precipice of the pause here, this elongated gold line here is the Fed's forecast that all these talking heads in the mainstream media are also forecasting. There has never been a drawn-out series of rate hikes, ever, and smart money knows it. They seem to think they can just coast down slowly, said David Kelly, chief global strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management. It never happens that way. So who's your money? The Fed and the talking heads, or Wall Street? Let me know in the comments below. Either way, we need to be prepared for any and all scenarios as crypto investors speculating on new innovative technology that still doesn't have a lot of regulatory clarity in most regions around the world. So what's our play? What should we be mindful of? What other scenarios could play out in the next 6 to 12 months we should consider in order to increase our chances of potentially experiencing financial relief in this insane, unprecedented market? Hello, I'm Crypto Casey and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at the global news stories and state of the current macro environment. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, iTrust Capital, Morales Money, and Tangent Wallet. Invest in and trade cryptocurrencies tax-free within your own IRA or individual retirement account with iTrust Capital. Find undervalued altcoin gems before they pump in the next face-melting bull market with Morales Money, which you can check out in action by clicking on the link above. And invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the most cost-effective and easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. Let's explore why more likely than not, history will rhyme or repeat itself when it comes to the velocity with which the Fed will actually decrease interest rates. Taking Wall Street's approach, rather than the Fed's and mainstream media talking heads, by looking at historical data instead of our imaginations, with every presidential election in modern times, we see a strong stock market and an improving economy. Why is it so? Well, in addition to a US president being elected during presidential election years, all 435 seats in the US House of Representatives and 34 of the 100 seats of US Senate are also up for re-election at the same time. So it's not just Biden that wants the stock market to be strong with an improving economy. All 345, both Democrat and Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives, and over one-third of U.S. senators, both Democrat and Republican, want the stock market to be strong with an improving economy. And keeping in mind that the chair of the Federal Reserve is nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate every 4 years, meaning whoever is in office in the year of 2026 will decide the fate of current Fed Chair Jerome Powell, whether he gets to serve an additional 4 years. So when we consider all of the conflicts of interest, money, and power at stake for the November 5th, 2024 U.S. election, it's likely that the Federal Reserve is carrying out an orchestrated plan to ensure a strong market and recovering economy for 2024. Because it's not Democrats versus Republicans for these particular elections. Rather, it's about all the incumbents, all the people, both Democrats and Republicans, that are up for re-election who want to maintain their powerful roles and keep making money. So in the past 30 years, regardless of the state of the economy, when the presidential elections come around, most people in power up for re-election have a common goal, to get re-elected, and therefore are incentivized to cooperate to create a strong stock market and overall economy. And they have carefully honed this process over the past decades and have had a pretty clear roadmap since 1992 when Bill Clinton was elected. Previously, when the market was declining, politicians were not re-elected, and with Bush Sr., the Fed started easing too late in an election year, which caused him and a lot of congressmen and senators to lose their seats. They discovered that most people make their decisions about who they're going to vote for by spring of the election year. So in the third year of presidency, like we are currently in here in 2023, they used this time to get all of the bad news out of the way. So by the end of the third year and start of the fourth year, they can try to manipulate the market and economy to where things are great and everyone is happy. So if everything goes according to this tried and tested plan, these next 3 to 12 months should be extremely interesting times for us. Because in addition to this interesting government-manipulated market environment we may soon be experiencing, another historical bullish event for Bitcoin is on track to happen in early 2024. The next Bitcoin halving. And if you want to learn more about the Bitcoin halving, check out this video guide for beginners by clicking on the link above. Cool. So we've got a presidential election year, the next Bitcoin halving, and a potential approval of a Bitcoin spot ETF, which, surprise, surprise, is a topic also rife with divided opinions. Some are using their imagination to predict their approval will come and go without any significant Bitcoin price action, while others are using historical data from the approval of a similar spot ETF. Check it out. Gold surged 350% after first ETF approval. Could Bitcoin do the same? Notably, the bullion soared by nearly 350% between 2004 and 2011. During that period, the price of gold skyrocketed from around $450 to more than $1,820 in August 2011, marking an increase of a whopping 346%, as we can see on this chart here. Assuming that a spot Bitcoin ETF gets approved by US authorities, mimicking gold's jump of 346% would propel the biggest crypto asset to a jaw-dropping $138,000, the market expert highlighted. And some institutional investors are more bullish than that. Fund manager says BlackRock ETF will drive $150,000 Bitcoin price. Mark Yusko of Morgan Creek Capital Management thinks $30 billion will flood into an approved Bitcoin-focused BlackRock ETF. And as institutions pour in, market indicators show Bitcoin price breakout coming in 2024. Institutional interest in Bitcoin is ramping up and driving key market trends that could spark a bull run early next year. Nice. So keep in mind, these are obviously opinions from bulls. And as we all know, bears also have a narrative that involves a bad recession that may devolve into a depression, continued restrictive monetary policy for longer, and scenarios where Bitcoin could tumble from current price points back down to 10K or even lower. And yes, this could certainly happen. Literally anything can happen. And honestly, my random wild guess, personally, is that things will get worse before they get better. I'm bullish long term. However, I would not be surprised if Bitcoin plunges back down below 20K before the start of the next bull cycle. And that could be farther away than we think. As we explored together in previous videos, it's possible that this time around is indeed different, where powerful forces forge a new scenario, where history doesn't rhyme or repeat itself, where monetary policy remains strict, where rates remain high, and people struggle to barely survive, and more people need welfare and reliance on the government, so they are forced to vote Democrat and Biden remains in office. Because the government wants us poor and reliant on them, so they can usher in a central bank digital currency that they completely control, which will essentially enslave us all. And if you want to learn more about how and why, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. There are some silver linings to that gloomy scenario, as some people in the US government are rising against the rollout of CBDCs and actually making some interesting progress. CBDC anti-surveillance bill passes House committee, despite pushback from Democrats. Majority Whip Tom Emmer's CBDC anti-surveillance state act is now headed for a vote before the House. Proposed by crypto-supportive Congressman Tom Emmer, the legislation aims to bar the Federal Reserve from issuing a central bank digital currency to individuals. Emmer has referred to CBDCs as financial surveillance tools. Numerous presidential candidates, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., have expressed opposition to CBDCs for similar reasons. "This is not just alarming, it's downright un-American," said Emmer during prepared remarks on Wednesday. The congressman cited other examples of governments weaponizing their financial system against their citizens, including the Chinese Communist Party's use of CBDCs to track citizens' purchases and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's freeze on protesters' bank accounts last year. Oh yes, and the current Biden administration wants to wield the same power. And right now, one of the only ways to maintain complete control and ownership over some of our wealth is with Bitcoin. Which is why, up, down, sideways, Bitcoin is inevitable, it's here to stay, and the only way we can truly own and control it is by making sure we are transferring it off of exchanges to store in our very own cold storage hardware wallets. Tangent Wallet is the most affordable, easy-to-use, cold-storage crypto hardware wallet for beginners and experts alike. It looks like a credit card, has the same level of protection used in passports and by NASA. Its source code is open and available to review on GitHub, which is important for full transparency to ensure there are no backdoors built in and that funds can be accessed if the company shut down for any reason. Note the pricing for this cryptocurrency hardware wallet is much cheaper and more affordable than other ones with free shipping. This is a plus for any beginners just getting started or anyone who is looking to onboard friends and family into crypto with a simple, easy-to-use, secure, self-custody wallet. My friends and family love it, so scroll down and use the link below to access Tangent's correct and official site, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Awesome. If you would like to watch a guide for beginners about what the Bitcoin halving event is and how it has affected the price historically, check out this video. If you would like to have that eureka moment about how Bitcoin works and how it can help us maintain complete control over some of our wealth, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.